On the other side of the magic door, it was dark and foggy.
We're in London,
cried Leo. Sophia started to cross the road. Suddenly, a horse and carriage went past and almost hit them.
It's London, over 120 years ago, and it's dangerous,
she cried. They started to cross Baker Street again, more carefully this time. It was hard to see the house numbers.
We can see more clearly under this light,
said Ben.
There it is, number 221B Baker Street.
Sophia knocked on the door. Nobody opened it, but they could hear something. Someone inside was playing the violin badly. Leo wasn't very good at playing the violin, but he played better than this person. Sophia was going to knock again when someone ran up behind her. It was a boy, and he grabbed the old watch and ran off.
Stop him!
Shouted Sophia. The three children all ran, but Leo soon stopped.
Go, Anna!
He shouted.
You run faster than us!
It was true. Anna could run faster than the boy with the watch, too. But the boy knew the streets and hiding places in this area better than she did. Anna was running faster than ever before. She ran around a corner and stopped. Where had the boy gone? The dark street was empty except for a carriage with two horses. The carriage was not moving. Anna started to feel very, very afraid. Where was the boy? Without the watch, they couldn't call for help. What were they going to do? A moment later, Ben and Leo came around the corner. A big man with a moustache was with them. Sophia followed with another man. This one was tall and thin.
This is Sherlock Holmes,
Sophia said.
He's going to help us.
It's too late,
Anna said, with tears in her eyes.
The boy has gone.
The great detective just looked at the dark street. Finally, he pointed at the horse and carriage.
Look,
he said.
I can't see anything,
said Ben.
Look more carefully,
said Holmes.
The horses are behaving more nervously than usual.
Why?
Asked the big man. This was Holmes' friend, Dr. Watson.
Because somebody is hiding under the carriage.
Suddenly, the thief ran out from under the carriage. He looked at them all, and then he made a decision. He didn't want them to catch him. He threw the watch down and ran off into the night. Leo picked the watch up.
Now we've got a real puzzle for you, Mr. Holmes,
he said.